anyone who's listening to this program would identify, I think, to what you're saying, and pastors listening would also say, what is normally done is, and the justification from many in the pulpit, I would say most in the pulpit, is that they believe that their primary obligation in the pulpit is to preach the gospel. Well, that is a primary purpose of the church and of Christianity, is to share the good news of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. But unfortunately, that's where they stop oftentimes. And the reason that is not right is because the Great Commission command is not just to go share the gospel, but it is to make disciples. Now, this is where the practical application comes in. The making of the disciples from the standpoint of the role or the goal or the duty of anybody in a position of teaching authority, and that would be starting with the pastor, is to say that these babies, that when they come to Christ and are born again, they are babes in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If we only leave them as babies, they will be consumed by the wolves in the sheep, mm-hmm. in the street. They will not ever mature to be a soldier of Jesus Christ, which is what we're called. They will not be able to articulate what the Bible says and about how to live as an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Those are adult roles. Those are positions that we are called to be. If we are left only with the milk of the word and the gospel of the good news, we may feel good about ourselves, but we will perish, and we will not change the culture or bring other people to Christ where it really makes a difference. So the key is discipleship. And the pastor's understanding that the obligation is to take these babes to a point of mature adulthood where they know how to wield the shield of faith and the sword of the truth, the word of God's word, and go forward, which is exactly what the church is supposed to do, go forward into the culture, into this world. And that means being salt, and that means being light. The attaching of these things is what ought to be done, and if it's not done, then how? I mean, this is God's model. So that's how I would share that with you. The simplicity is that we're not babes, we are disciples, we're soldiers, we're ambassadors, we have a big job to do, and we cannot do it unless we're equipped. And so as the Pastors Network, we're saying, pastors, yes, get people saved, bring them to the point of the good news, but then we've got to bear down on helping them to stand in the gap for truth, and that means knowing what to say, how to live, how to move forward, how to use the tools, the armor of God that God gives us. If that's where we've got to go, or we absolutely, absolutely will see our culture and our nation fall into total judgment, and we will lose our nation simply because God's people are not doing what they've got to do according to God's plan.